this journey in terms of experience, it started very early in my life because I've always been outdoors and I have a certain sense of land. So, my engagement with this has been very long term, but action-orientedness came in the… from 1998. On that year, some UN agencies came to Tamil Nadu and made a prediction that by 2025, 60% of Tamil Nadu will be facing desertification. So when I looked at this, I did not believe it, first of all. So I decided to drive around Tamil Nadu and see for myself. Then I saw what they were saying was incorrect, because in my experience, I felt it'll happen well before 2025, because three perennial rivers had dried up in Tamil Nadu. When I saw this, I thought we need to do something. So at that time, the average green cover across Tamil Nadu was 16.5%. The national aspiration was 33%. So I said, we need to get this to 33%. What does it take? I made a simple barefoot calculation. So I called a group of our volunteers and said, see, we need to plant 114 million trees. They thought I've gone crazy. Because, Sadhguru, 114 million trees, who can plant this? I asked, what is your population? They said 62 million. See, if all of us plant one tree, take care of it for 2 years and plant one more tree, you got the number. Why is it that it can't be done? Simply because all of us are consuming, but all of us are not willing to do the compensatory work. That's the whole thing. So based on this, we started a movement called Project Green Hands, which planted millions of trees, still continuing to do that, and we converted a few over 120,000 farmers into tree-based agriculture, where we saw a significant improvement in the soil quality, in the nutritional values of the food, and above all, for the farmer, it is an economic process, because in 7 to 8 years' time, his income is going up anywhere between 300 to 800%.
Kadanda, 15 varadama, ஈசாவனுடைய வழிகாட்டுதல என்னுடைய தோட்டத்துக்குள்ள மரங்களை கொண்டு வந்திருக்கிறேன். இப்ப தோட்டம் எப்படி மாறி இருக்குது அப்படின்னாங்க, மரப்பயிரோட கூடிய பணப்பயிர் விவசாயமா மாறி இருக்குது. அப்ப நாம வந்து சாயில வந்து அந்த அங்கக கார்பன் சொல்லுவாங்க, அதில் டெஸ்ட் பண்ணி பார்த்ததுங்க முதல்ல 0.5 தான் இருந்தது. இப்ப அங்ககம் வந்து அதனுடைய கரிம விதம் வந்து 1.30 மாறி இருக்கு.
ஐ கம் அக்ராஸ் ராலி ஃபார் ரிவர்ஸ் அண்ட் காவேரி காலிங் கேம்பெயின். I planted almost 2,000 saplings of 6 different varieties of high-value timber trees in my farmland. In 15 to 20 years down the line, it will fetch me about 8 to 10 crore rupees income. So my future is fixed.
One important thing I'm pushing for right now is, we must eliminate the term forest produce. There is no such thing. If you want timber, you must grow it. If you want honey, you must grow it. Whatever else you need, you must grow it on your agricultural lands. Right now, we are importing over 70,000 crores worth of timber from various parts of the world. These 70,000 crores could go to our farmers in the next 20 years if we start plantations right now. This does not mean we give up farming. We can grow almost every crop. This is what we have proven in the last 22 years. My work is to officiate the marriage of economy and ecology, because if these two things don't come together, ecology will be beaten. Based on this, we launched the next thing, because I saw there were many policy anomalies to plant trees in the land. How this was affected is, I drove from Kanyakumari to Himalayan region in 29 days, covering 16 states. At that time, in these 16 states, there were 6 different political parties. We got absolute participation from all those political parties because there were 162 million people supporting the movement. We must understand, in a democracy, there is only one currency, that is the numbers, the people. I gave this policy document to the Prime Minister at about 6:20 in the evening. Next day before 11 o'clock, just before 11 o'clock, the PMO calls us and says, a special cell has been formed and they want a soft copy. Within 3.5 months, the Niti Aayog made this a recommendation policy for all the 28 states.
मैंने तो आपके प्रयासों को खुद देखा है, नदियों की निर्मलता और अविरलता को आपने जिस प्रकार से बल दिया है, समर्पण भाव से काम किया है.
What we have started as river revitalization is a very important program. We have already prepared DPRs for 13 rivers, and I always hold that ideation comes from people like you. Your power is ideation. Our power is multiplication. That is what we are doing.
So that is the story of Rally for Rivers. We knew that we had to manifest something which is a large-scale sample. This is why we took up Kaveri calling. Kaveri because I grew up around Kaveri. What it was 50 years ago, today it is only 40% of what it was 50 years ago. Kaveri calling is an active process. There are 9 districts in Karnataka which cover Kaveri basin. We were working only in these 9 districts, and in the month of August, September, we had a… you know, like our volunteers went down and did 1800 events in about 6 weeks' time. 1800 events in 1800 panchayats. Looking at this now, Karnataka government just less than 2 weeks ago sent an invite for us to take this up in 31 districts, that is all the districts in Karnataka. UNCCD, looking at the success of Kaveri calling, is right now projecting Kaveri calling as an ideal project in tropical world.
Kaveri calling could also be a large-scale project that helps improve the living conditions of the most vulnerable populations while rehabilitating the land that sustains all of us.
To me, you are the incarnation of the sustainable development goals, because while there are 17 of them, they're all at the end about these two: people and planet. Uplift the people and protect the planet, and that's your mission. So thank you so much. Thank people you. And planet.
Thank you very much.
So pandemic has no way slowed us down. The dedication of our volunteers, risking their own personal health and well-being, they've been out there traveling, doing things.
We need to understand this. Kaveri calling is not just a fanciful project of our own. This is of enormous significance for the world to manifest that it's possible to change the terrain of degraded land by taking planned and strategized action towards this. So everybody be a part of this and let's make this happen. This is our time on the planet. We as a generation of people have to show that we can do positive things.